not everybody's going to see and believe in what you are presenting them right then in that time. So a handful of people have grown to thousands of people.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
20 years ago, somebody asked me, Noelle, what do you know for sure? And that was actually asked by my chiropractor when I was sitting in his office complaining about my neck ache and my back ache and my headache and whatever the pain that physically I was going through, as well as some emotional pain I was going through. And at that time, I was making more money than I can ever dreamed of, seven figures, and I was not happy. And my answer was, what do I know for sure? You know, doc, I'm going to have to give some time for that, to think about it. And I couldn't say, what do I know for sure? Well, 20 years later, and a great deal of thoughts, and that was my central quest in my life today. But I don't know everything for sure. Of course, you cannot, I don't think. But I know a lot of things for sure where I am. So I am actually the beneficiary of all the things you have heard today so far. And I'm actually living in it. So I've started by myself and Noelle and I, three of me. And I'd never done this before. And so I did best I could based on knowing what I've learned. So after a couple of years, I had some successes, and I've learned a lot, and I had some fun, and I made some money, but I realized this wasn't the vision, the place I really want to be ultimately in my life. And then I had an opportunity to meet with Tom Matthews. And at that time, I was actually writing my gratitude journal. I don't know if you, anyone actually writing any gratitude journal or not. If you haven't, you should definitely start today. So I looked back my diary, and this is what I actually wrote. I'm not going to say everything, but partial of it. It's back in September 2002. I wrote, what a lunch, even though I don't remember eating at all, but my plate was empty. I don't remember anything what I said, but he listened. I have decided to stay, meaning this business, because I was going to quit. I felt a certain, certainty of hope within 10 minutes from meeting him. I want to be part of his vision, his crusade. Maybe this is that chance I was looking for all my life. That's what I have written. 2002. I met Tom Matthews. Within 10 minutes, I knew I was going to be part of his crusade. So many years later, I cannot say that I'm the smartest cookie in the world. I am smart enough, at least knowing what I don't know and what my shortcomings are. And at least life taught me that, to be a little bit humble. It took a lot then, though. And knowing that is kind of like this. If you want to build a multi-million dollar or a multi-billion dollar business, you kind of have to know your journey, that you know you have to have, you know, some smartness or intelligence or a background or whatever, kind of back up for that path. Well, guess what? I didn't have any. I came here when I was 21 and knowing nothing, and I didn't even speak English. I speak a little bit now. And so there's no guarantee that somebody or some things can tell me that, oh, you're going to be so successful. But I was blessed that I was introduced to this business. And guess what? I didn't have to do everything by myself either. I actually used everything what you've heard today that I've actually done it. I can't say I've done everything. I've done some. So many years later, my business has grown to 46 states today. I have many thousands of people. And guess what? I didn't bring all those thousands of people by myself. I introduced this business to only a handful of people by myself. And I will, of course, I introduce this business to a lot of people, but only a handful of people say yes. And that could happen for you as well. Not everybody is going to see and believe in what you are presenting them right then in that time. So a handful of people have grown to thousands of people. And what that means is that I was able to make many more times make a difference to people bringing financial literacy. And I was going through all the numbers. I had a gentleman that I brought in the very beginning when I first started. And that gentleman retired, actually. He's in the 70s, about 10 years ago. He's retired, but his income didn't retire. Okay, so he's still earning an income. And because I introduced this business to him, that not only he was able to retire, and the income that I was able to earn to me, not for him, for me, close to $100,000. So you hear all the numbers for some of you or anywhere in the country, hearing that seven figure, the millions and millions, it might be a little bit overwhelming idea right now. But if you listen to my story, everybody can introduce this business to somebody. And as long as you do that continuously, that you somebody will say yes. Just a handful of people, and you share. You don't sell. You know, so Andy Honers keeps saying, this is the business about sharing. You share, somebody will say yes. And for those people who do the same, and so I just told you many people I have, right? And so I have thousands of people. Some are spare time. Some are part-time. Some are full-time. And I have one lady in my office right here in Georgia, and she's very, very part-time. And she's working right now. And she texted me about three different text messages and say, I'm so sorry, I cannot be there. And by just based on what she's working on right now, this month will bring her six-figure income just in the month of December. Where can you do that? Nowhere in the world. The reason I came about the word gratitude was a couple of weeks ago, I'm pretty well involved in the community here. And I had a chance to be part of poverty simulation. And it was basically the city of Johns Creek is one of the most affluent city in the country. And even right now, there's actual families are living in a devastating situation. I had no idea. I once was in that situation many, many years ago. And once you're not, then you forget about it, right? So I was actually be given a family situation was I was 45 years old, male, and my wife just left me. And I had 9-year-old learning disability, 9-year-old son has a learning disability and severe asthma. And I have a 20-year-old daughter who just have a 1-year-old child, single mother. And I have just very basic life. My take-home income is $18,000. And I actually had to live that for a whole month. And by the time at the end of the week, I already spent every single penny I had. And what do I do for the rest of 3 weeks? I had to go around and handouts. And so these families are today, they're not some different people. They're like you and I. They went to school and they went to college and with a great big hopes and then they graduated and they're living a life and they got married and have family. They never realized that some situation can put them into. The reason that family right there that happens is, you know what, to me, they never had any opportunities given to them, right? Well, what are we doing here? You know the opportunity, right? Families like that, that's actually the majority of the country. That's how the families look alike. He makes about $20,000, and his spouse makes about $20,000, and they make 40-some-a-thousand, and that's their life. How do you live on it? We have an opportunity where not only you bring in financial literacy, you can change the entire family for many generations by just doing what? Share. Share this information, and you can change your life as well. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.